Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, pembatasan perjalanan dan tindakan jaga jarak untuk mencegah penyebaran COVID-19 telah menunda waktu pemrosesan untuk pemohon visa pasangan di dalam dan di luar Australia lebih lanjut. Menurut Migration Institute of Australia, hanya di bawah setengah dari visa pasangan yang diajukan di tahun keuangan terakhir telah diberikan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Maggie Taffy, Kepala Pengacara dan Agen Migrasi di AHWC Immigration Lawyers, mengatakan waktu pemrosesan untuk visa subclass 309 untuk pasangan di luar negeri mengalami penundaan yang signifikan karena COVID-19 dengan waktu tunggu rata-rata melewati 18 bulan.
Even before the COVID period, they were taking an extraordinarily long amount of time. But since the COVID period, it almost seems as if they have just suspended processing. If you look at the department's website, they say that the offshore partner visa should be processed in between 21 to 28 months. But in many, many cases, that is being exceeded considerably in our experience.
John Hurrigan, Direktur Nasional dari Migration Institute of Australia, mengatakan jumlah visa pasangan yang diberikan tahun keuangan ini merupakan sekitar setengah dari semua aplikasi dalam antrian.
The minister has stated that this financial year there were only about 40,000 partner visas granted, stage one. So if the application rate is about 85,000 and they're only processing 40,000 finalisation, that means you've already got over a two-year wait period of applications in the pipeline already.
Taffy mengatakan ketidakkonsistenan dan kurangnya transparansi dengan hasil visa telah menyebabkan stres dan kecemasan di antara kliennya di luar negeri yang tidak dapat mengunjungi pasangan mereka di Australia selama pandemi virus corona.
We are experiencing our clients having desperation feelings. They feel isolated. Some of them are desperate from a financial perspective where they may have children as well. Some applicants are considerably worried about just starting a family because they may be getting older. We've also had people experiencing mental health problems because they just have no idea when all of this ordeal is going to end.
Menurut Hurrigan, masih ada kemungkinan bagi pemohon visa pasangan lepas pantai untuk masuk ke negara ini. Mereka dapat mengajukan permohonan visa pengunjung dengan meminta persetujuan dari Komisaris Australian Border Force untuk melakukan perjalanan sebagai mitra dari warga negara Australia atau penduduk tetap.
The problems start to arise in relation to de facto couples. The Australian Border Force Commissioner is approving those who have provided a tremendous amount of paperwork to show that they are in a de facto relationship. Those who have travelled backwards and forwards to Australia over a period of one or two or three years obviously can also show that evidence that they've got some sort of connection with Australia and with the Australian partner. For those who have never been here to Australia, it's going to come down to the level of documentation they have.
Hurrigan dan Taffy mengatakan mereka melihat kesulitan yang luar biasa, terutama bagi pemegang visa calon perkawinan untuk mendapatkan pengecualian perjalanan selama COVID-19.
Even the grantees, so the people who have been granted the prospective marriage visa, are panicking now as well because they're struggling to get the travel exemption, even though they have a visa and they, you know, they have a partner in Australia. The travel exemptions are still not flowing freely for those either, and they're in a situation where they only have 9 months to enter the country. So there will be visa expiries for the prospective marriage visa holders. We anticipate that will happen for a significant number of those people.
Taffy prihatin bahwa mereka yang sedang diberikan visa tunangan mungkin harus memulai seluruh proses aplikasi lagi setelah larangan perjalanan diangkat. Namun Hurrigan di sisi lain lebih optimis.
For those whose visas expired, say before the bans are lifted, it's a matter of just approaching the department on the other end of this and getting the department to re-evidence the visa. We don't know exactly what all the processes will be involved. But I think in many cases the department will probably just simply reissue the visas. In some cases they may have to provide a new notice of intention to marry.
Pemohon visa pasangan yang berada di daratan Australia juga tidak mudah. Luciano, kelahiran Peru dan pasangannya dari Australia, Drew, mengajukan permohonan visa pasangan mereka lebih dari 5 tahun yang lalu. Karena Luciano telah tinggal di sini setelah visanya habis sebelum bertemu Drew, aplikasi mereka awalnya ditolak dan dikirim ke Administrative Appeals Tribunal atau ATT untuk peninjauan kembali. Kemudian dikirimkan ke Federal Circuit Court dan sekarang kembali lagi ke ATT. Drew menyamakan proses yang sulit itu seperti melompat melalui rintangan dan berenang di Sungai Nil.
People think it's just filling out two pages. It is actually a very lengthy process, and they can look into all different avenues about what side of the bed you sleep on, what toothbrush the person may use. Do you have letters? They can look into SMS. They can look into phone call history. They can look into absolutely anything and everything that you can imagine.
Hourican mengatakan kesuksesan aplikasi visa juga tergantung pada seberapa baik Anda mendokumentasikan hubungan Anda.
The department will want to see documents of continued communication while the couple are separated. I want to see financial transactions between the couple, but obviously that only happens one way in most cases. It's the Australian partner transferring money to the overseas partner, shared household. It's just all about the documentation, about the relationship. And how much they have. Some couples have a lot, some don't have much at all. And the ones who don't have much, they have difficulty trying to prove it.
Menurut Tafe, setelah permohonan visa pasangan diajukan, dokumen lain seperti sertifikat polisi dan pemeriksaan kesehatan juga diperlukan.
Now those character certificates or police certificates and the health examinations are only valid for 12 months. So that forms part of the other guessing game for the applicant for a partner visa. When do they do those? When do they do the health examinations? When do they apply for the police certificates? Because if they're going to expire in 12 months' time and the visa is not going to be granted in 12 months' time, that's further expense for them.
Tafe mengatakan mengumpulkan dokumen tidak selalu mudah pada keadaan yang terbaik, lebih-lebih lagi saat COVID-19, terutama bagi para pelamar yang perlu untuk mendapatkan data biometriknya dari luar negara asal mereka.
And we've had clients who, for example, are living in Nepal and have had to get themselves to New Delhi to have fingerprints and things done.
Drew merekomendasikan agar pemohon visa pasangan memberikan informasi yang benar dari awal.
Get the legal advice. Make sure you take your time and be prepared that it may not cost the $7,000. It may end up costing around $30,000 to $35,000 over a period of time. So it can be a very costly service.
Tafe dan Hourican merekomendasikan selama mereka terpisah seperti saat ini bahwa hal terbaik yang dapat mereka lakukan adalah untuk tetap berhubungan dan ini dapat digunakan sebagai bukti pendukung aplikasi visa pasangan itu.
They should actually email each other, use Skype, Messenger, WhatsApp, Viber, basically any messaging app, keep a record of the communications.
Tafe juga menyarankan agar pemohon visa pasangan mendaftarkan hubungan de facto mereka di wilayah dan negara bagian di mana mereka dapat melakukannya untuk meningkatkan peluang mereka mendapatkan visa itu dan mungkin mendapatkan pengecualian perjalanan.
They should go ahead and try to register the relationship because only one person needs to be a resident in the state or territory to actually register that relationship.
Nah, pendengar, Anda dapat mengikuti perjalanan permohonan visa Luciano dan Drew bersama dengan cerita emosional migran dan keluarga yang lain pada seri dokumenter 4 bagian Who Gets to Stay in Australia yang ditayangkan di SBS TV dan Anda dapat menontonnya kembali di SBS On Demand. Harap dicatat bahwa komentar yang diberikan dalam artikel ini adalah saran umum saja dan tidak selalu berlaku untuk semua keadaan. Jika Anda khawatir tentang status visa Anda, jalan yang terbaik adalah mencari nasihat hukum sesegera mungkin.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.